Well, we have available grounds in which we believe that we'll obtain the successful one. First is that there was an immediate need to restore essential services back to the Loma Linda Detention Center, but that was overlooked by the fact that the Chief Justice reckoned that damages was the remedy eventually. So we say that he has failed to consider the fact that at this point in time there was a need to restore those services, because those services are essential or a necessity of life which no one should be denied. Secondly is that two of the campus men that have currently been built were not gazetted as per the Immigration Act. Those setup must be gazetted, similar to the ones that were gazetted earlier, especially the Loma Linda Detention Center and the East Loma Transit Center. And also that the Chief Justice gave a lot of weight to the fact that he had some pictures which basically gave an impression that the center was closed. But as I understand, we got instructions lately that one of the center was incomplete. That was the West Loringa House. The hillside house it's not been fenced yet. There's no security around, and a few other things has not been done yet. So this was the impression that the Chief Justice got from the Immigration Minister.
Surely, we're talking about three blocks here, accommodation blocks, which are apparently being set aside to take the asylum seekers and refugees who are still holed up in the now closed down Manus Centre. It must be blindingly obvious to everybody as to whether these centres are usable or not, and yet there seems to be no ability to clarify this, which must be deeply frustrating for you.
Yeah, no, well, we have a current UNHCR report which confirms that one of the center, the West Loringa House, was incomplete. That means that it was without power, electricity, and there's no catering facilities there. So,
but that's not what the government here in Australia is saying, is it? They're saying that the accommodation is there. There is no reason why these men shouldn't move in and live a long and happy life.
Well, that is not correct, you see, because those centers, literally, one of them are literally not complete. The Hillside House is more or less about 70-80% complete. So there's no fence around the Hillside House. There's no security aspects of the accommodation put in place. So, look, a lot of things has not been done, and that's why, you see, it was obvious that the immigration were telling lies to the court, and they misdirected the court on this.
What about the question, though, that 38 of the men who were living in Manus have decided to leave and go to the new accommodation, which presumably is ready to accept them? I mean, hasn't that move by those 38 to some degree undermined your case, particularly about the question of safety?
Well, look, they could be cleansed because, rightly so, if those services are not being restored, or if not those services are not there at those facilities, then obviously they can't go reside there. It's inevitable. In my view, they may have been coerced to leave the Loma Linda Detention Center to go and reside at those new facilities.
How would you categorize the new facilities, ready or not, which, as we say, is still the source of some argument? I say that because, of course, this whole process that stems from the fact that the courts in Papua New Guinea ruled that the Manus Island Detention Centre was illegal and unconstitutional. So what is particularly legal and constitutional about this alternative accommodation? Isn't it just part of the same thing?
Yeah, well, that's the point, because in the Namas case, the Supreme Court were of the view that those centres should be made open for the detainees to move in and out freely, not to close them, but to open them up so that they should not be seen as a prison, you see. They must open up the gates so that the detainees can move in and out freely, you see. So I think that's the idea that they try and work it out, so that if they have an open center, then the detainees can move in and out freely, and it should not be regarded as a detention. But look, one thing for sure is that because the detainees are governed under the Immigration Act, any facilities that they are going to reside in should be gazetted. should be legal for them to go and reside there, because they're not just ordinary citizens here or residents here. They are residents that are under the Immigration Act. So if they have to be hold in on Manus Island, they have to be detained in a legal gazetted detention center or the facilities where is allowed by law for them to stay there. So but that's one of the big points that the Chief Justice failed to consider, because I put that position to him in my submission, that you can't be able to sanction a wrong, which in this case we say that those two detention or new facilities were not gazetted, and they're illegal for the detainees to go and reside.
Whilst you continue to push the legal case, there seems to me to be one big problem looming if the Supreme Court rules in your favour, because the Papua New Guinea authorities have already come out and said they can't restore the power, they can't restore the water to the Manus Island centre. So if that's correct, you're wasting your time, aren't you?
Well, I don't think so, because they have a generator where they can be able to just simply connect power. They have the water mains that are already there. It's just a matter of opening the valves. And, of course, because the court is now going to rule against the PNG government, the PNG government is now solely responsible for the sustenance of the detainees right now, so they have to provide food. I don't see any hardship or any impracticalities in relation to restoring those services, probably except for the health care, where they will have to arrange doctors to be on site to attend to the detainees.
Can I ask you about the comments made by the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, in the last few hours, suggesting that the PNG authorities have no choice but to intervene now? He's described the actions of those men still inside the Manus Island Centre as heading towards a law and order situation. That's slightly disturbing, isn't it?
Well, they have to get an order to move them out, because they are probably in a legal gazetted detention centre. And so for them to move them will be against the will. They need an order. They need a court order to move them out. That's the reason why I gave an advice for the detainees not to move out of the center until all the parties can come up with a final solution and can come up with a resolution for them to continue to stay there, or if all those facilities are properly done up, then they can facilitate this transition to those new facilities.
Are you reasonably confident, therefore, at this stage, a week after the centre, more than a week after the centre was officially shut down with the men still inside, that the place won't be stormed by the military or by the police, that they won't go in there and just throw the asylum seekers and refugees out?
Look, in PNG, anything can happen, and you appreciate that those kind of things can happen, and that's what we're concerned, that our appeal should be had quickly, because it's the decision by the Chief Justice. We'll be seeking an indulgence from the Deputy Chief Justice to try and see if we can secure treatment bans to get the orders that we want at the States, and that is to set aside the findings of the Chief Justice and then run those three orders that we seek before the Supreme Court.